Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Spies of the Balkans by Alan First, narrated by Daniel Jarrell. In August of 1939, General Ioannis Metaxas, the Prime Minister of Greece, told a Romanian diplomat that the old Europe would end when the swastika flew over the Acropolis. And now, Spies of the Balkans.
Dying in Byzantium. In autumn, the rains came to Macedonia. The storm began in the north on the 5th day of October in the year 1940, where sullen cloud lay over the mountain villages on the border of Bulgaria and Greece. By midday, it had drifted south, heavier now, rolling down the valley of the Vardar River until at dusk it reached the heights of the city of Salonika. And by the time the street lamps came on, rain dripped from the roof tiles in the ancient alleyways of the port and dappled the surface of the flat, dark sea. Just after 6 in the evening, Costa Zanis, known to the city as a senior police official, whatever that meant, perhaps no more than a suit instead of a uniform, left his office on the top floor of an anonymous building on the Via Ignatia, walked down 5 flights of creaky wooden stairs, stepped out into the street, and snapped his umbrella aloft. Earlier that day, he'd had a telephone call from the port captain, something to do with the arrival of the Turkish tramp freighter Bakir. An irregularity was the phrase the captain used, adding that he preferred to pursue the matter in person.
"You understand me, Costa," he'd said.
Oh yes, Zanis understood all too well. At that moment, Greece...